We'd like to begin this program by acknowledging the Noongar people as the traditional owners of these lands and waters that we are coming together to have a yarn. I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. It is our privilege to be on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. Hiya, Wanju, Paulina here. Welcome back to another Yorga's Yarning Show on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. On tonight's show, we have an awesome Yorga back on for her second time to chat with us, Cody. We met Cody at the Harmony Day event and look forward to having a chat with her again tonight. Unfortunately, my co-host Sharon G will not be joining us tonight as she has just started a new job and has some work commitments. We hope to have you back soon, Sharon G. And if you're listening, Kaya, and we miss you at the Noongar Radio. Stay tuned to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio as we've got some awesome music coming up by Arrested Development. And after that, we'll start our chat with Cody.
I'm Wade, you're listening to 100.9 FM Noongar Radio.
Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and our guest, Cody. Welcome back, Cody.
Hello, howdy, howdy. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you going?
Oh, fantastically. Thanks, Paulina. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for coming down again.
No worries, anytime.
Thank you. So I thought I'd like to ask you, did you get up to anything on Reconciliation Week last week?
Yeah, reckon I've actually been, I've been thinking about Reconciliation Week a lot over this, just this past time. I saw my family actually, so that was really good. And yeah, with Reconciliation Week, this year's theme was, you know, be brave and make change.
What a great theme.
Yeah, I thought it was a really great theme. It actually got me thinking quite a lot too, because being brave and making change can actually happen in very small ways that you don't really think about sometimes. And so I actually thought about my brother. So my brother, he's been a single dad since he was 19, and his sons are Noongar. And so I've seen some of the challenges he's faced as not only a single dad, but also being native. So his heritage is obviously Lakota, which we've spoken about before, and Fijian, and then of English as well. But his sons are therefore a mix of Noongar, Lakota and Fijian in English. And so there's some, I suppose, prejudice that you're sort of met with just by going to the shop sometimes. And one of the biggest things that I see my brother do, and it teaches me how to be brave, is when he walks with his sons, he stands very tall, even though he's 7 foot, so he's already tall. But he's often met with angry eyes, but he smiles with courage, because he said to me once, I don't want to teach my boys to dip their head with shame. And I thought that was very brave, because he's accepting who he is, but also he's teaching his young boys to be okay with who they are. And you know, when they walk with my mum is she's black, and so she has a certain air about her also. They actually call her the Angel of Death where she works, because she helps people cross over. She works in aged care. Mm-hmm. So she has this sort of air about her, so people tend to look anyway. And when she's walking with my nephews, and if they go to dip their head, because they, there's a bit of angry eyes, maybe she'll tell them, you know, stand tall, keep your chin up. This is your country, and the people need you now than what they'll ever know. And so by her saying that to my nephews, who they're only young, they're 7, 8 years old, they're learning to reconcile with who they are.
Amazing.
As being native and being proud of that, which is
such an important lesson to learn from, you know, positive role models who are living and breathing that message that they're teaching their children as well, which is so important.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know.
Absolutely.
It can be really terrifying to, when you feel everyone looking at you in an angry way, to hold your head with courage and to smile in the face of angry faces and to think, no, I'm proud to be who I am. And I think that also comes from a, you know, we tend to inherit some of the things from our elders and our mothers and fathers and our grandparents, and transgenerational trauma is real, and it seeps through. And so reconciling with that loss of community, that loss of culture, of connection to the land and country, reconciling with that is part of accepting who you are and learning that and learning to be proud and proud not in the sense of wanting to relive that trauma, but proud in the sense that real strength to fight for what is right comes from moving through trauma and accepting who you are. And we need our First Nations people to rise up because the earth needs it.
Absolutely.
Each other. We need each other. And so, yeah.
It's been something I heard during Reconciliation Week. It was a webinar that I attended. It was fantastic. And they spoke a lot about how Aboriginal people have this very special connection to country. And, you know, they sing to country, they speak to country. And, you know, if you look after country, it looks after you. And I think that that is just so, such a beautiful message and just such a, you see that as well with the way Aboriginal people connect to land. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's one of the, I think, for any First Nations person, that connection to land is what it really means to be native. You're a caretaker of this land and you're needed for that. For that, you have that spiritual deep connection. And so as moving forward, that's what we need to look to. We need to bring that connection back, and our First Nations people, I think they're going to lead the way with that, and the change is coming.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I really like as well what you said, that your brother and your mum treat those angry eyes with love and with, you know, joy, as opposed to reacting to that in a, you know, hateful way or angry way. It's about, you know, smiling and putting that love in the universe, which is really, really lovely.
Yeah, it is. And that's a credit to my mum. She's taught us to hold our heads tall in the face of that. And it can be hard, you know. Everyone's got their hard days when you're not feeling the best and you're met with some side-eye action that you were not expecting. But, you know, it's easy to hold your values when it's easy, but it's tough when it's hard. And then that's really what, you know, makes great people great. And so reconciling with yourself is the first step to moving forward in this environment. So
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No, it's great. It's great to share our stories. And, you know, I think the more we share about that kind of, you know, it's a thing being met with angry eyes, and we, you know, to bring it to the surface, you've got to talk about it and, you know, make everyone feel all right.
And, yeah, absolutely. And everyone has their, you know, their own journey through reconciliation, and thank you for sharing yours. Something else that I heard recently as well on the webinar was that reconciliation comes with healing, truth and justice. And I think without those three things, there is really, reconciliation doesn't really exist. We have to have truth telling, we have to have healing, and justice has to be there for reconciliation to come around. So I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, no, those are great pillars to set the foundation for reconciliation. Absolutely. And I think tied up with that as well is forgiveness within your own heart is the most important thing for you to be able to move through any kind of trauma.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, so great to start off our chat with you, and I look forward to chatting with you as well throughout the hour. So Cody's come back for her second chat with us. She's just talked to us about her reconciliation journey, and after a couple of songs, we're going to hear about what have you been up to, Cody. So look forward to hearing about what your little journeys, and we'll get into that straight after these songs. Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina. If you've just tuned in, we're speaking with Cody, our guest who's come back for a second time to have a chat with us. Hi, Cody.
Kaya.
So, Cody, the last time we met you was back in April at the Harmony Day event that the Noongar Radio was hosting. So that was a lovely surprise to meet you that day.
Oh, that was an amazing day. I loved that day.
It was so great. I just remember how you spoke to us and said that you had no idea what you were going to do on that day, and something called you to the park. And I really loved that. I think that's really special.
Yep, walking the red road, as we'd call it in Lakota. So yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
How special. And you're back here now for your second time. We can't get enough of you.
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey. So, yeah. And lots of has happened since since only like a month ago.
So tell us about what's been happening in the life of Cody for the last month or so.
Oh, well, I said to you and Sharon before that I was actually planning on taking some time off over the year to just follow my own path again and reconnect with country and reconnect with myself. But I had an opportunity that has come up that has, I suppose when you walk the red road and you follow your heart, things tend to fall into place that you wouldn't have expected. And so I was approached by a company called EPC Technologies. And since then, I've now become the Director of Decarbonisation and Energy Integration, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's super exciting. It very much aligns with my passion to help nature.
Fantastic.
Yep. Obviously, decarbonisation refers to the fact that, you know, with climate change and with emissions, carbon emissions that are, you know, on the increase with a whole bunch of factors coming into that, decarbonisation sort of refers to how do we bring that down and how do we help, I suppose, help Mother Earth and help nature regain some balance and stop, you know, putting so many emissions out into the air. So,
and we were just talking about that in our previous chat about, you know, you look after country, it looks after you, right?
That is, absolutely. And so... Yeah, being able to be a part of that change and also doing something. So it's a bit nerdy, I guess, but I'm very passionate about electricity systems. Probably not the most exciting to everyone.
I'm sure we've all got something that's nerdy and we love, you know.
Absolutely. So, yeah, putting renewable energy in particular onto the power network is really what I want to do. And so being a part of that and it's great that I get the opportunity to actually do this now, because, you know, you think 10 years ago, no one really cared about renewable energy and actually trying to find a balance between nature.
I guess we also didn't really know much about it, did we? We're sort of coming
that's
to know
true.
A bit better as well.
Yeah, I think we're really starting to see the impacts that our own actions can have and then starting to lead change with that. And I think the next generation, they're so much more aware than what, you know, what even I was. And I'm, how old am I? I'm 29. So it's not that old. Yeah. But yeah, so it's great. It's very exciting. So I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. And,
fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's great how you were saying as well, something that you weren't necessarily expecting and it's come around and you're obviously, it's all sort of aligning and you just had to take the job, right?
Absolutely. When the universe, Wakan Tonka, which is obviously from my Lakota heritage, when something is put into your path that aligns with your heart and with your values in such a way, there's a reason to follow it and to give it my best. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Fantastic. So how long will you be on this project or this work?
I've actually going into business with them. So we'll have equity in the company.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and be able to actually really help drive change. So one thing I've learned from my time in industry and in corporate is unless you've got a seat at the table, sometimes it can be quite hard to implement the changes and the, I suppose, values you really want to see. And so getting into this role, I made sure that I had a seat at the table.
Yeah, well done. go, little lady. Yeah. You're going to do great things.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always a bit nerve-wracking when you're really putting it out there and you go, right, okay, well, this is what I want. But sometimes, you know, you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. And I feel for you as well, you certainly seem to be the person that what you're speaking is coming from your heart and coming from your soul. So I feel like that's going to really translate in your work. And I'm sure people that work with you are going to feel that from you and really understand your passions and your drive as to why you want to make these changes. So
yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's great to find a group of people and a company that aligns with you and they're willing, because often actually being a younger female as well, you can actually get hit with a lot of roadblocks, even if you're fantastic at the job, simply because of those factors. You're young and you're a female.
Absolutely.
And so finding a company that goes, no, we just care about if you can do the job and we know you can do the job, that's what we want. That's the kind of place I want to be at. And so,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Amazing. Well, we wish you all the very, very best. And next time we get you on the show, which I'm sure will happen, you'll have to let us know how you're going.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't wait. Yeah, we'll be able to share some of the work that we've been doing. And yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. How awesome. Well, thanks so much, Cody, for sharing your journey about your work. And of course, we wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you.
We're going to get into some more music now, but stay tuned, because after the music, we'll have another chat with Cody. Hope you're having a lovely evening. Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and our guest, Cody.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Cody. So we've heard about your work, which sounds incredibly exciting. Can't wait for you to go on to that next big step.
Next chapter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, the last time that we had a chat, you mentioned that you were wanting to do the Bibbulmun track, and I'm wondering, where's that going to fit in? You're so busy. Are you still planning on doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming into this new role as a director, I made it very clear to them that one of my priorities and how is staying connected to nature and staying connected to people. And so, and part of that is making sure that I get out on the track. And so I made sure before when we did, I didn't realize it was an interview. To me, it was just a coffee catch up, but that seems to be how a lot of things go down. So I said to them, look, I've got a commitment. And one of those is I want to do the Bibbulmun track. It's something for me personally that I wanted to go out and do. So I made sure it was in my contract that at the end of this first stint of work, I would be hitting the road. And for me personally, I'm just going to take unpaid leave. Like, that was, you know, the deal. And I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. And I think after a hectic project like the one we're working on at the moment, it's really important as well, which is probably why it's so hectic. It's going to be great just to get out into country and with nature on my
absolutely.
Own.
So what was your reasons behind wanting to do the Bibbulmun track?
Oh, I think you and I have talked about, I suppose, walking your road and listening to your heart, and the universe has a way of pulling you in a direction. And similar to how we met, where I didn't know that we were going to meet, I just had this calling of, okay, let's go go to Hyde Park at the time. And so similar with the Bibbulmun track, beginning of this year, I started having this calling, I guess you'd call it, to just go out into country. And I think when you search for yourself, you need to be by yourself. And by yourself with nature is, from my ancestors, is one of the ways that the Lakota would do it. Is they'd go out and they'd go into country on their own and reconnect with the universe. So,
So you're planning on doing the whole trip from Albany all the way to Kalamunda?
Yep, absolutely. So I actually just got my pack on the weekend. I went had a bit of a scroll through Facebook Marketplace and Gumtree and got some good gear for my backpack. It's good to know you don't have to go and get the latest and greatest equipment. You can get it on a penny pinch if you need to. And that's going to be good.
Amazing. So how long have you set to do the Bibbulmun track?
I've told them 2 months.
Cool. And you're doing it by yourself?
It's something I really want to do on my own. It's I think when you're on your own, you get a different experience than when you're with other people, because you have only yourself to rely on. So I'm going to do it north to south, so starting Kalamunda and then go down to Albany. It's 1,000 km, so it takes on average 6 to 8 weeks for people. I was going to do it in winter, but because it sounds a bit weird, but there'd be less people on the track.
I was going to say, we're the coldest Noongar season at the moment. July is Makaroo. So you've chosen the coldest time of the year.
I see it when you think about walking for long distances in the Australian weather. You know, water tends to be one of the biggest things you need to watch out for, staying hydrated. And so actually, in a sense, it's kind of better when you're carrying, like, you know, 18 kilos on your back for 20 kilometers a day. It's actually better to be in colder climates because you're not sweating. And then, you know, also because all the water that you get has to go through a filtration system because you can't just drink anything off the track. And there's only certain amounts of water at certain places, otherwise you've got to dip your bottle in a tire track and hopefully get some drinkable water out of it. But I think what will probably happen is I'll, depending on work, I'll probably shift out a little bit towards October.
Of course. You said you're starting work. So you're starting in the colder season, but you're not necessarily starting work, sorry, in the colder season, but not necessarily doing the walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
But it'll be more like snake season then. Sorry. That's going to be...
Wonder what's better, cold season or snake season?
I know. I just stamp your feet and make a bit of noise. But, you know, snakes are part of the environment and, you know, we're coming into their territory. So... just make sure I've got a snake kit if I get bit.
And a loud scream.
Yeah, except, well, no one can hear out there.
True. So that's really exciting. Good on you. Yeah. I actually met a lady just a few weeks ago that did the Bibbulmun track, and she did it all by herself, and it took her 7 weeks. She flew over from Melbourne.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just didn't know what she wanted to do in Perth and thought, I'm going to do the Bibbulmun track.
And oh, my gosh.
She just set off, just completely on her own, and said it was just the most incredible thing she had ever done. She said a little bit, there was moments where she was, you know, on her own and sort of thought, what am I doing out here? And just when she finally got to the end, she thought, wow, I've done that. That's incredible. 7 weeks of just being in her own space, walking and just in her own thoughts. And I thought, what a brave lady you are. So
absolutely.
Very, very cool.
That's amazing. Maybe, because there's a pretty big community for people that do the track. So maybe I'll probably run into it at some point or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty amazing. Just getting out there on your own as well. You can look back and you think, wow, I'm capable of so much more than what I ever realized.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's sort of when she was telling me about her experience, suddenly I just thought, oh my gosh, how scary. And you just talk to yourself about this fear and it sort of blocks you. And she said, you know, you're so much stronger and braver than you think. And the minute you start saying to yourself, it's scary, I can't do this, you're losing faith in yourself. So you've just got to, we are so much stronger and we are so much braver and we get through things all the time. But it's about telling yourself it's not that bad and it's not that scary, and I'm sure that, you know, you're going to have an amazing time, and I wish you all the very best of luck with that as well.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it. It's gonna be great, can't wait.
Looking forward to hearing it, all about it as well. So we'll get back into some more music, and then we'll have our last little bit of a chat with you, Cody. Thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We'll get into some music. Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and our guest, Cody.
G'day, g'day.
So, Cody, we've had a chat about your work. We've learned about your Bibbulmun track that's happening in the near future, hopefully. And I just wanted to ask, before we say goodbye to you tonight, what else do you like to do to keep yourself healthy in terms of, like, mental health and things like that? Anything that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you and I, we've talked about the importance of mental health, and for me personally, I'm also a mental health first aider. So one of the important things about being that is you have to also make sure that you're mentally sound to
Definitely.
Be able to, you know, you've got to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help others. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's probably one of the key things about if you're going to do that role, making sure that you're also in a good space. But one of the ways that I like to do that is, well, there's a couple of things. I think you might have seen some of my art, but I love art. Mm-hmm. I do art regularly. I also play music. So,
What do you play?
I play piano, actually.
Oh, wow.
But it's terribly out of tune at the moment. So it's not very good piano. It's really off. But so piano and sing, of course.
Yes, I remember hearing you sing at the Harmony Day. That was beautiful.
Yeah. But also one of the things that I like to do regularly, it's a bit more out there, I guess, and it's probably not for everyone, although I would highly recommend it if you can afford the time. But every couple of months or so, I like to go and spend about 10 days in total in complete silence meditating. And when I say, yeah, it's pretty, I mean, I don't find it intense, but other people have done it, and that it can be, it depends, it really depends. But when we say silence, I mean, it's literally no technology, no talking.
I'd find that very hard.
Yeah. You see, and we mentioned like just before as well, like, you know, that would be hard. But when you actually put yourself in that scenario, you'd be completely surprised on what you're capable of. But I really find that and then you meditate as well. So meditation for me is a really good way to reconnect and ground myself. So, but when we do this for 10 days, it's literally you get up at 4 a.m., then you meditate until about 9 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all you do for 10 days. But I find afterwards my point of focus and clarity and ability to just control the mind, because we often get told when we're kids, you know, you got to exercise, you got to keep fit, you got to keep healthy. But no one really tells you the importance of actually training your mind not to constantly be running in the background.
Mm.
And a lot of us get poor mental health because we're not aware of the fact of how we think, whether it's negative thoughts. And are they just on repeat in the back? Are you constantly looking at the past or projecting in the future? And that takes away from the now, which is where we really actually do exist. And so I find everyone needs a good recenter. And for me, a bit of recentering and meditation goes a long way. What about you? Must let loose somehow.
I do. I'll let you know in just a moment. I just wanted to ask you, where did you hear about this meditation 10-day course?
Oh, that's actually a good question. It sort of falls along the lines of what we were speaking to before about following your heart and following the red road. As we've talked about, I have a tendency to really try and listen to my own heart and where I need to go. And maybe, I think it was right when COVID kicked off, it was like maybe 2020, there was so much noise and so much collective anxiety. I started to get this feeling of wanting silence. I'm sure everyone could probably attest to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, any of the any mums out there are probably like, yes, I want silence right now. But so it was around about that time in 2020, I just started to have this need for complete and utter silence. And I started looking online. I was like, where can I go? What can I do? And anyway, I looked online, and there's a place called the International Meditation Center, and they do it for, you can go there for 10 days. And if you don't have a job, it's only $150, and that includes your accommodation, your food, and the course itself. If you are working, it's a bit more, it's $300, but you know, that's when I first started to go to the International Meditation Center just to actually have this break. And the first time was probably one of the most life-changing experiences I'd ever had, because if you think about it, there will be no time in your entire life, even as a baby, where you're not getting forced to interact in somehow, whether it's with other people, whether you're just talking to yourself out loud or singing in the shower. It'll be the first time that you've ever done that for an extended period of time, and the changes that come with you internally with that, I would highly recommend, if you can afford the time off work or time away from family just for yourself. It can be a bit difficult, but there are mums and stuff that go, and you can do it for a less time, like 5 days. But yeah, anyway.
So if anyone is interested in meditating and having silence for 10 days, where do they find that information?
If you look at the International Meditation Center online, just type that in into Google and look up at Perth. It's actually up in the hills. You go into, cool. It's a really beautiful location, and you can, like, it's not hardcore, like, yeah, you must sit there and you must do this. You can get up, stretch your legs. It's a really beautiful grounds to walk around. But yeah, if you're looking for more information on that, International Meditation Center Perth, Google that online and it'll pop up.
Very, very cool. Well, to answer your question, mine's quite different to yours. My experience is to kind of unwind and have a bit of fun. And on a Wednesday night, which I have spoken to you about, I host a Dancing in the Dark for some yorgas out in Bassendean. And
love it.
Yeah, it's been for the last 4 years, actually. We get a hall, we turn the lights off, it's really, really dark, and we just play a range of music. And basically, everyone that comes, you know, they're completely just dancing on their own without any kind of judgment because no one can see you. And everyone just walks out on such a high. So that's a real focus of my week. I love it. I love the way the energy of the ladies that come and their faces of, you know, just pure joy when they leave. They've had so much fun and we've created such a little safe place for everyone to dance. So that's one of the things I love to do. And Pilates is another really, I love my Pilates.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been so good just to, you know, keeps your mind healthy, your body healthy. And so, yeah, they're the two things. And, of course, being on the radio and, and with my new little gig, which I'm loving as well.
That's awesome. I love it. I love that you get out. I love that you create that community of people. Dancing is something that's so good to for your mental health.
Oh, it's so much
shaking
fun.
It out.
Yeah, and when no one can see you and you're in the dark and having the best time dancing, I mean, you know.
Bust a move.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, Cody. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks again for all your time and coming back down to the studio and having a chat with us.
Absolute pleasure.
It was such a blessing to have met you a few months ago. And thank you for coming back. And we wish you all the very, very best on your future and hope that, you know, you can come back here one day and have another chat with us.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. No, it's been great. So thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll get into some more music now.